Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm just calling because I had set up a new account with you guys this morning, and I scheduled an appointment for Monday, and I'm at my house, and two men just came onto my property and are like drilling into my house right now, and no one said anything about anyone coming in. Like, there's no car from Arch Top. It's just like no one even knocked on my door to like let me know that they're putting wires into my house, or I don't even know.
Can I get your last name, ma'am?
Sigman, Siegmann.
Sit SIGE, correct?
Siegmann, yeah.
Okay, that's for. So Josh, should be Jocelyn and Peter, correct?
Yeah.
Alrighty, what is your guys' service address?
322 Hasbrook Ave.
City and state, please.
In Kingston, New York,
Thank
12401.
you very much. What's the email address we have on file?
JocelynTrotta@gmail.com.
Thank you much for that. Let me see that. Yeah, you're not scheduled for installation until Monday, which means they wouldn't be doing a drop, if any, until Friday or Saturday. So that they are several
They're
days away.
like attaching a cable like into my house from the pole right now, and like if that has to be done, that's fine, but like I would like to be notified if someone's entering my yard and drilling into my house.
Okay, so that's understandable. So as part of our disclaimers, we did mention that as part of the process for installation, we may install the cable, and you don't have to be home for that part of the service. So that's part of the disclaimer of signing up, signing for services. You essentially have given us permission to enter your property in order to install the drop cable before installation. My question is why is this team doing this almost a week in advance when you're not supposed to be having anything done until Monday for installation, which is very
Right.
obscure. If I could put you on a brief hold, I will reach out and see what's going on and why they are there so early. So if I could put you on a brief
I mean,
hold,
if we're doing it on Monday, so it's like Wednesday today, so it's not a full week, but
Yeah, we're usually not supposed to, because it is a Monday, we usually come in like a day or two earlier. So that would be like Friday or Saturday, not the Wednesday before. So that is my question of
right.
what's going on. So let me put you on a brief hold so I can contact the right department and see what's going on with that. So can I put you on,
And
can.
I just want to, yeah, I just want to say also, like, the disclaimer that you're referring to, like, I've spoke with someone over the phone. There's like nothing that I've physically received or signed, so I
Okay.
don't have any view of what this disclaimer is.
Understandable. So I believe our disclaimers, let me double check on our website real quick. For that, not that one. I need to go. Give me one second, just so I can see what's going on. I believe we have it listed somewhere. We should at least. Legal policies. Okay, so if you go on to our. So if you go to archtopfiber.com, you click on support and you click on support. Or actually, I think it's just anywhere on Archtop Fiber, and you scroll all the way down to the bottom, you'll see the footer at the bottom under legal where it says policies. So if you click on that, and then from there you'll click on the residential service subscriber agreement. I might under also be network under. I'm looking over these policies as well because this is the general policies. So no, I believe it is under the residential service subscriber policy. It does have gives you the all of our general terms and conditions of authorized representation, arbitration procedures, the limited warranty, the limitation of liability, charges, services, and equipment, use of service, credit check, deposits, change of service rates and policies, as well as anything in there. I believe, I'm not too sure which section it is directly under. It might be under the terms of the agreement.
I mean, that's still like not being communicated directly to the customer who just signed up for the service. Like, I get that it's on your website, but why wouldn't that be communicated?
I understand.
Like, if I have a dog in my yard, like, what do people do? Like, people have, like, if I have, like, we leave our dog outside, and if someone's just, like, walking into our yard, like, that's not, you can't do that without, like, notifying someone.
I understand that. So I will bring that up as well. So let me put you on a brief hold and find out why you have someone in your yard doing a drop today when your service isn't due for installation until next Monday. So I'm going to put you on a brief hold, and I will be right back with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, please hold.